If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It is time to ask the CLO, which stands for Chief Love Officer. In case you don't know who that is the one and only Steve Harvey. Here we go. Kenya in St. Louis says, my husband and I are both teachers, and he used to date one of the teachers at our school. He said they only had one date and they never had sex. But the other day, she made a comment about how many tattoos he has on his body. He told me that everyone knows he's tatted up. Should I trust him or not?
Well, look, ain't they married?
Yeah. Kenya and her husband, yeah.
Ma'am, why you going down that path? Mm-hmm. You married the man. You know he dated. He didn't lie about it. Mm-hmm. And now she talking about how many tats he got. Everybody know he tatted up. That sound like truth to me. Leave that alone. Why? It's not important to your relationship. Uh-huh. They only dated once. That's what he said. Now, if it was more than once, why you need to know that? You done married the man. Now, what you gonna do, leave him?
Yeah. You're not gonna stop, dog.
Ladies, some of this stuff y'all need to leave alone. The past belongs to history. He don't know everything about you. You told him everything? Mm-hmm. Hello? Mm-hmm. Have ya?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Need to right, leave so, that alone. Please don't ask me about my past. Please.
You're saying she should please trust him in this.
Please don't. I'm telling you right now. Shocking.
Yeah, just the stuff you've told us over the years.
Shocking. That's what I could tell you. It's some stuff going to my grave. Know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on to Sandy and Grayson. Sandy says, I'm a 42-year-old woman and I got thrown out of a club last weekend for getting into an altercation with a woman over my son. My son is 20 and he's a food runner at the club. He called and said a woman that I don't associate with anymore was trying to holler at him. Was I wrong for jumping on that cougar?
Yes, hell yeah. Why are you at the club your son at? Mm-hmm. It don't even make no sense. Your son at a club, women gonna hit on him. You down there fighting old women that shouldn't be in the club. I'm 42. I'm at the club. Mm. My 20-year-old son worked there, and a woman I hit on. So?
So she went and beat her up?
And what is your punk boy telling it for? Why is you got your little mama's boy down there working at the club anyway?
Well, he got a job.
Yeah, he's got a job. That's the good part.
But, man, I'd have hollered at your friend. You'd have never knew it.
You're right.
That's the issue, right?
So she was wrong for being at the club and for jumping on the woman.
Dead wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sandy.
Yes.
All right, moving on to Cameron in New Orleans. Cameron says, I got married right after high school and got divorced 5 years later. We got remarried. And I'm pregnant with our first child. I realized that I don't want to be with him. So I have not told him that I'm pregnant. I want to divorce him and then tell him. Is it okay if I put my happiness first or should I tell him now? Whoa.
Well, if it's the man's child.
Yeah. Gotta tell him.
I mean, he deserves the right to know
what's with
pregnant.
The Christ in there.
See, this is ladies, this is the part that throws us off. Y'all want us to do the honorable thing. But then when y'all don't want to do the honorable thing, you want somebody to co-sign. Mm-hmm. Now, if this man is this his child and you know it is, but you want to divorce him, you can do both. But tell him it's your child. It's his child. And then tell him you want to divorce. It's not going to change anything. See, the problem right now is you. You don't know what you want. You should have never remarried.
Never remarried him, right.
That's the first thing. I don't know what made you think that was a good idea.
Yeah.
You and him. Now you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you should tell him you're pregnant. And then if he wants a divorce, go through with the divorce. It's not going to change nothing.
This is
you got some good news and some bad news. Which one you want first?
And it always works. See, that's now you done got book. Pregnant.
Yeah, that's
and now you want out, but you think if you tell him that, that's going to make him want to stay. I promise you it ain't.
Most moms tell little girls when they growing up, don't try to get pregnant, keep a man. That's the oldest chick in the book.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So now, she done got pregnant, and she don't want to keep the man. So she think if she tell the man she pregnant, he gonna want to stay. I promise you he won't. Go on, tell him. Watch it.
Better get a baby my address.
Get this child support payments going. We be all right.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be with them. But, okay, last one. Moving on to Norma in Toledo, CLO. Norma writes, I'm throwing a party for my husband and half of the guests aren't coming. His best friend said he did something unforgivable and I should ask him about it. My husband said it's none of my business. What could he have done that's so foul?
You don't need them type of people in your house.
Mm-hmm.
His friend that done told you he ain't coming because he did something to him unforgivable.
Yeah.
You ought to ask him about it.
See that right there? That
stank, boy, because he trying to start a fire at your house.
Norma. He done started it.
Now, Norma, y'all old. Nobody named their baby Norma recently.
So that's
a dead giveaway. Now, half the guests ain't coming. So why are you throwing a party for somebody don't nobody like? You trying to throw a party and half the guests and told you they ain't coming. And I got news for you. I bet that guest list ain't that long.
So wow. What? She invited 10 and only 5 are coming?
Half of them ain't coming.
Whoa.
And his boy said, I ain't coming because he did something to me unforgivable. Ask him what it was.
Ooh, that's so awful.
What did he do? Did he sleep with his
only
wife? Unforgivable
thing well, she asked another man is betray his trust.
It's got something to do with a woman.
That's the unforgivable.
Yeah.
Something to do with a lady.
You betrayed his trust.
Wow.
He either, which I doubt if this is it, because this results in it.
Okay.
Because if he would have slept with his boy's wife,
mm-hmm.
and then that's not unforgivable. Yeah. So that didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
But he told his friend's wife that he was having an affair.
Oh,
the other friend.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh,
yes, sir.
See, I'll be dropping the jewels,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
unforgivable.
Because she did ask her husband. She did ask. He said it's none of your business. All right.
Once you ain't your man, you ain't your word no more. You lose, brothers.
Mm-mm.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.